KFI, Southern California's newsroom.
Counterterrorism officials say there's credible intelligence that a terror cell already in the U.S. is planning an attack for sometime this summer on our soil.
We're on it.
Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
Reports of balls of fire in the sky. Good morning. I'm Walt Jackson with the 2 o'clock news on KFI. Authorities are busy this morning chasing down reports of possible planes going down in the Sepulveda Pass and along the 5 freeway north of the 210. Witnesses first reported seeing what they described as a large ball of fire, then a large flash near the Getty Center west of the 405 freeway. Short time later, witnesses said they saw a possible small plane go down near the 5 freeway north of the 210. Police said they checked the area, no plane found. They think what people saw was a meteor that went down. KFI is a talk station with the most frequent traffic reports presented by Lexus dealers. Mark Helmer in the KFI Traffic Center.
Sepulveda Pass, 405 north of Getty Center. In addition to the search for the plane, there's wood debris at last report in the left lane of the roadway. Glendale, 5 north before Western Avenue, stalled vehicle in the left lane. Pomona, 71 north connector road to the 10 west, an SUV hit the center divider. Meanwhile, in Gorman, 5 north before Highway 138, three vehicle crash, taking out the three right lanes. And Yorba Linda, 57 north past Yorba Linda Boulevard, three car collision there on the right shoulder. This traffic report is brought to you by the Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend in Costa Mesa. Buy guns, knives, hunting gear, and ammo this weekend at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. I'm Mark Hilmer in the KFI Traffic Center.
KFI News Time is 2:01. Hollywood sources are saying that former President Ronald Reagan's medical condition has taken a sudden turn for the worse. One insider says he really took a downslide Friday. Doctors have rushed to the house. Family members have been showing up at Reagan's Bel Air home throughout the evening. Authorities continue to ask for help in finding out who shot and killed the driver of a tanker truck in the Willowbrook area south of L.A. Deputies say a gunman chased the tanker truck on the 91 freeway westbound, then onto the 110, and then onto the 105 westbound early Friday morning. The driver, Stephen Newen, had called his dispatcher several times to say he was being fired on by someone following him in another vehicle. A man convicted of molesting three young girls is going to prison for life. Sharif El Tawil of Yorba Linda was convicted of molesting his niece, a neighbor girl, and the daughter of a family friend. Well, that guy who allegedly jumped in a bulldozer and rammed into a whole bunch of buildings in a town west of Denver is still in the bulldozer. Authorities had the bulldozer boxed in. They still haven't been able to get the driver out. He's a business owner who apparently got a little teed off about a cement company setting up shop near his muffler shop. This report brought to you by Paris, Las Vegas. Paris, a memory that will last a lifetime. Visit ParisLasVegas.com for the best rate plus guarantee. Southland weather's next on AM 640. It's going to get a little warm. We'll tell you all about it. KFI News Time, 2:02.